This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is almost 5:37. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Sean Tanis is in the studios with us for the Market Wrap. Now, supermarket and hypermarket operators in Malaysia are reportedly going through a consolidation stage. Industry experts are saying that it's not a surprise to see a lot of stores being closed down.
Yeah, so this was a report by The Star today, which looks at whether or not Malaysian consumers are turning to mini markets instead of hunting for bargains at hypermarkets and supermarkets. So in the report, Retail Group Malaysia MD Tan Hai Sin says, consumers are not replacing hypermarkets with mini markets like KK Mart and 99 Speedmart, for example. I just want to ask, like, when was the last time, like, you went to a hypermarket, for example?
Actually, fairly recently, but not necessarily to do a big shop. More like I happen to be
nearby.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So he says these hypermarkets initially expanded aggressively around year 2000 and after Carrefour entered the Malaysian market in the 1995. But with the current economic condition, it's translating into some underperforming stores. But the closures don't necessarily mean people don't shop there anymore. And in my personal opinion, there's been an oversaturation of hypermarkets as well in recent times at certain localities that leading to this. So if you happen to be nearby, you go there. If not, you buy, you know, at a mini market or something like that.
I feel like supermarkets are also getting a little oversaturated, exactly, depending on where you are.
Yeah.
Now, the report also went on to say that the concept of the hypermarket became very popular among Malaysian families because, you know, they're selling you the notion that you can get all the goods you need under one roof. They sold this experience and then, you know, this whole concept of convenience.
Exactly. So besides getting bargains, I think the concept was, you know, something new and adventurous in the beginning. It was like a family event for a lot of people to spend the weekend shopping at Tesco or Giant or Carrefour. In fact, you know, a lot of people were excited to work in supermarkets back in the, you know, late 90s and early 2000 due to the concept and the size of this facility. I know some people, like, they, in my hometown in Tloitan, they went to KL when Carrefour first opened. They wanted to work in Carrefour because they can use rollerblades and work there because it's like, you know, 80,000 square feet. But in recent years, according to Retail Group Malaysia, families have grown tired of spending so many hours in hypermarkets just to buy basic necessities. And, you know, even though they enjoyed hours of shopping at leisure pace in these grocery stores, he says people don't do that anymore for small purchases, especially when mini markets are also giving competitive pricing. So this is when we see hypermarkets trying to evolve and consolidate into these smaller space segments as well. Like, you know, we see Mini Midians, Tesco, Extra and whatnot. So,
So we're actually going to be talking about this in more detail after the 6 o'clock news today. And we're going to want to hear from you. I mean, have your consumer habits changed a lot? What determines where you buy, what you buy? So do tune in for that. We'll really, it's going to focus on consumer behavior more than anything.
Mm-hmm. And for now, moving on to Bursa Malaysia, besides the oil and gas stocks, Petronas Chemicals was also a stock in focus today. What's happening there?
Yeah, so Petchem gained about 25 cents early today because of its maiden entry into specialty chemicals, and this follows their acquisition of Dutch firm Da Vinci Group. So Petchem says this will give them the leverage to grow into silicones business and enhance their position in products like personal care, construction, paints, automotive, and across the Asia Pacific region. And at close today, Petchem was up 4.9% at $7.77.
Sean, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.